Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. I called on the 20th of April.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. And I canceled my order, whatever it was, because it was a total mistake. Didn't mean to press the buttons or anything. I didn't want it. I thought I canceled it. I talked to Gabrielle, and she said she was going to refund my money, and it still hasn't come through.
May I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can pull up that account, please?
63127.
Now, what was your first and last name, ma'am?
Kathleen M. Pratt.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
228 Rayburn Avenue, Sunset Hills, 63127.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, Ms. Pratt, she did cancel the account. She just didn't refund it. You had Bites Hub, that mobile food app that encourages healthy eating, in reference to that KitchenAid mixer. She did cancel you out. She just didn't refund you.
Well, she's supposed to refund me my $59.89.
Okay, ma'am. I'm in the process of doing that now. One moment.
That's what was discussed.
And I do see in the note, ma'am, that she did refund you, but she did not. I just did. I apologize for that. You have that money back on your card, ma'am, and that would be Visa card ending 5575 within 3 to 5 business days. I sent you a refund confirmation email to Kathy Pratt, 68@yahoo.com. And you should be receiving
right.
that within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Your name is Vicky?
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize. It is in the notes, but she didn't refund it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Pratt. You have a good day and stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.